Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Investigators believe that some kind of family dispute may have led to the fire overnight in South Ozone Park, Queens, that left multiple people injured.
It was 3 in the morning when 50-year-old Anru Parasram arrived back at the home he used to live at. His wife, child, and two grandkids live there now. He not only had a knife in his hand, according to police, but two canisters filled with what was believed to be gas. NYPD Assistant Chief Christopher McIntosh.
When they got to the door, the dangerous explosion, so powerful, it knocked them off their feet. They stood up. They got up. They ran into the burning home because that's what the job requires, and that's what they do every day. They run to danger.
8 officers hurt in the explosion, but the family members are suffering minor injuries. They managed to escape. The house has since collapsed, and Parasram remains unaccounted for. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in South Ozone Park.
Police are asking for your help finding the person who punched a 9-year-old kid in a park in the Bronx. It happened in Grant Park in the Mount Eden section last Friday, about 6 p.m. The NYPD says the male suspect punched the 9-year-old several times in the face and also hit him with a cable. The boy suffered some cuts to his face and was taken to the hospital. He is in stable condition. A photo of the suspect is now on the NYPD Crime Stoppers X page. Anyone with any information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Governor Hochul is set to meet today with billionaire Ken Griffin, who apparently did not appreciate being singled out by Mayor Mamdani when Mamdani was promoting his pied-à-terre tax.
This is an annual fee on luxury properties worth more than $5 million, whose owners do not live full-time in the city. Like for this penthouse, which hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin bought for $238 million.
Griffin is founder and CEO of Citadel, one of the world's largest hedge funds, and he characterized Mamdani's social media posts as a personal attack. The mayor has been publicizing ways to close the city's $5 billion budget gap. Griffin's meeting with Hochul today expected to focus on the state's economy, including that tax on luxury second homes. Governor Hochul said her meeting was today with Griffin was scheduled before the mayor's video came out and that she regularly meets with business leaders. But a rally is also happening today outside the governor's Midtown office, where both elected officials and residents will be calling for higher taxes on wealthy New Yorkers. The U.S. Justice Department is suing New Jersey and Governor Mikey Sherrill. The DOJ suing over 3 bills Governor Sherrill signed that limit the power of immigration enforcement in New Jersey. One of the bills bans law enforcement officers, including ICE agents, from wearing masks in New Jersey. State Attorney General Jennifer Davenport also named in that lawsuit, but in response, she said in a statement, in part, that, quote, to this day, the federal government still cannot explain when its officials need to mask. The DOJ said it's filing multiple lawsuits across the country in response to state policies that have been passed about federal law enforcement. A violent attack inside a Bronx subway station last night. Police say around 8:30 on the 6 train platform at East 149th Street in Mott Haven, the suspect randomly picked up a 39-year-old man and threw him onto the tracks. When the victim tried to climb back out, police say the suspect kicked him back onto the tracks before fleeing. He was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Surveillance video of that suspect has been posted on the NYPD's Crime Stoppers X page. Applications are now open for the city's first free on-site child care pilot program for municipal workers in Manhattan. The Little Apple program will be available to employees at the David Dinkins Municipal Building, as well as those with the Department of Citywide Administrative Services. The program has room for about 40 children ages 6 weeks to 3 years old. Families have until May 15th to submit applications. A lottery will be held if there are more applicants than seats. Registration info can be found at nyc.gov/thelittleapple. Well, those are the mellow sounds of the students of Susan E. Wagner School on Staten Island. And they are one of only 20 high school jazz bands from across the country that will be competing at Lincoln Center's prestigious Essentially Ellington annual high school jazz band competition and festival. And this won't be just a competition. Jazz at Lincoln Center's Todd Stoll says there will be chances to learn and have fun with freestyle sessions for the students and fun activities for all of them from across the country to work and play together.
You know, we have a strong education component. The first day are all workshops and rehearsals. Each band is assigned a mentor from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. We have a banquet dinner for all the students where we mix them by instrument rather than by school. We try to downplay the competitive nature of it.
The festival kicks off today on International Jazz Day and runs through May 2nd.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.